Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young JLC, Mo Quick, shout out right here on Streets 94.5. This is the Second Date Update. And unlike most of our Second Date Updates, it's just us. But today we have a special guest in. We got our good friend, Mr. Safari. What up, Safari?
Shit!
I'm out here, Jock. What up?
That's
good
right.
Good morning.
All right, so who we got on the line this morning?
Marcus.
Marcus, okay. Good morning. What's up?
What up, Mark?
I'm just calling for a Second Date Update.
Okay. With who?
Tasha.
So you want to do a second date with Tasha. What happened with Tasha?
I started reaching out to her, talking to her. We're exchanging pictures, videos. You know, we're having good conversations. And then I finally sent her something. I just never received something back. So I just, you know, want to figure out what the deal was.
So when you say send her something, what you mean, like some money or something?
Nah, it's a little bit more personal than that.
I mean, what more personal? Your damn social security number?
Nah, I had to, you know, show what I was working with real quick. You know what I'm saying?
You sent her a flick pic.
I just took a picture of me. You know what I'm saying? I had to show her, you know, the hardware.
It was over with. She ain't never called back. That thing must have been what she wanted.
Wow. Well, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. So what we have to do now, I guess, is help you out. What's her name?
Might have scared her.
Tasha.
Okay, so we got to get Tasha on the phone to figure out what about that pic was she just not into. So we're going to call Tasha for you, okay? We got you.
Marcus called us up. He said he sent a few things over to Tasha, a little personal. We're going to see what Tasha got to say about it.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. May I speak with Miss Tasha, please?
This is she.
Tasha, how you doing, love? You good this morning?
I am.
Okay, I hear it in your voice. You're probably trying to figure out who this is, right? This Young Jock. Mo Quick, shout out from Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. You got a minute?
Yes.
Shit! Okay, so look, we got this segment on our show called Second Date Update. A gentleman called us up and said that, you know, he was trying to, you know, hook up with you or whatnot, and he hadn't really heard back from you. You kind of went ghost on him. Probably already know who I'm talking about. Are you familiar with Marcus?
Yes.
You are?
I am.
So why is it that when Marcus, you know, sent a picture of himself, you decided not to, you know, talk back with him? I thought that's I thought that was understood that that's what you guys were talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, it was like an anaconda. I would have never had any walls after that.
Girl, how big was it?
I mean, it was like a snake.
Come on, man. You exaggerate. Wait. Is this a real call or y'all done put this together and y'all call us? What's
he just want to be known as Big Man Willie across Atlanta.
I mean, I don't know what he want to be known as, but that thing will not come 10 feet towards me.
Wow, was it that big?
It was huge. I wanted to ask him to be a stripper or something.
Wow. Wow, okay, so number one, now I am a little curious. I will not lie to you, honey. Is there a way you could actually DM that picture to Streets 94.5 ATL?
Please don't.
Absolutely.
Okay, wait, before you just go staring the man all over the place, we actually do have him on the phone. Marcus, please.
Oh,
you did not tell us that you was Mr. Strong over here, Marcus.
Listen, it's in the blood.
What?
This is how we get down.
No, I mean, honestly, Marcus, if this woman is this afraid through a picture, you have had to run across this since you've been, you know, sexually active, right?
Yeah, I don't understand. It's like people ask for things and they really don't know what they want. Because it's like, okay, girls, you know, they want a man with size.
Oh, wow.
And then when you give it to them, they're like, okay, you know, I can't take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. I won't bite. I won't hurt you too bad.
Well, I don't want to be hurt at all. And I want to leave with walls. Because at the end of the day, he does not belong to me. What would the next man think if he's trying to have sex and I don't have anything for him to hit?
Is that for real? I mean, the whole losing the walls thing, I thought that was a myth. Is this for real?
Well, I've never experienced
it. Girl, me either. Are you sure this is even possible?
I'm sorry. I mean, it was a nice thing to look at. But that's all I'll be doing. With
wow. So, Safari, what would you tell her? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you've had the same problem growing up in the opposite way.
Oh, okay. Well, young lady, if I were you, this is what you should do. You should really accept this blessing and do not shy from it, because there are a lot of women out there who are being malnourished.
Hallelujah.
In that department. So for you to have something like this, I feel a little disrespected and a little appalled that you would dare say that you do not want this blessing. that has been given unto you. So what you need to do is just let it ease into the situation, and then let this be something that you can handle, and then one day you'll be able to handle it. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been in situations where, you know, they weren't able to withstand what the Lord has given.
Oh, man.
But then...
Y'all know this more on the radio, right?
Oh, my God. And he's being very clean, though.
He's very clean and clear.
And then after a while, though, you know, she worked herself up. But at the same time, I was very gentle. Respectful and courteous and gentle. I would never, ever go all the way with my...
little baby leg.
I would never, ever go all the way with my thrust. So I would always be paying attention to her facial expressions. Aww. And making sure that it was never too painful for her. So what you need to do is give him a code, a scratch, or a tap where he knows, hey, you don't need to go that far. Okay? So please, let's not get carried away here.
I hate A-Town, that words from Safari himself. So baby girl, what are you going to do? What you going to do with the second date update? Is it gone, or can you take it? Can you stand the pain, or are you going to keep on moving?
Yeah, I really hope you wrote all that down, babe.
You know what? I'm down for it.
Okay. Tasha. Okay.
Hey, Safari, you helped out the situation.
Yes, everything's straight and curved.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is A-Town. Second date update. I didn't know how this was going to turn out. I didn't know if it was going
to
be straight up or if it was going to go left.
Whoa.
Either way,
goes left.
She's willing all to right. accept it all. Call us up 443-520-0945.
Take it off,
0945. Oh, my God. Lines are wide open.